This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
This is your captain speaking, John Reagan. If you haven't tuned in yet this week, I got a call from Vincent over the weekend, and while we were on the air together Monday, it was one of those calls, you know, hey, John. Which is code for, you know, I've got some things to do on the farm. Will you take the show for me? So I've been sitting in this week, and it looks like Monday and maybe even Tuesday next week. And it's been an exciting time, especially since this time. Oh, by the way, John, I don't have guests for certain dates, and today was one of them, and I'll get to my guest in a minute. It's going to be an absolutely fabulous show. I do want to remind everybody there's going to be some election insurance shows tomorrow, also known as RKA Gun Shows. They're going to be in Louisville, Knoxville, Colorado Springs, and Lawrenceville, Georgia. Details on that is at rkshows.com. Well, I first heard John Robertson on the Hagman Show, and I was fortunate enough to see him present in person at the Hear the Watchman conference here in Dallas back in March. He has, I guess you say, spent 16 years in the belly of the beast as a veteran of Hollywood. He's worked behind the scenes for all of the major studios and networks. This includes projects for names you'd recognize like Spielberg, Bruckheimer, Joel Silver, J.J. Abrams. He's been a writer and researcher for 25 years, and it's a long story, and but because of his letting things be known, plus not being part of the wrong side on spiritual things, he got blacklisted in September of last year. He's now producing shows for Hagman and Hagman. And he's also in the process of writing his first nonfiction book entitled All Roads Lead to Babylon. So buckle your seatbelts. And also for today, I'm not going to be taking any phone calls because John's going to need every minute he can get. Welcome, John Robertson.
God's blessings and the peace of the Lord be upon all the listeners of USA Prepares here this morning. And John, I'm just so pleased to join you for the next couple of hours and inform your listeners just about what really goes on in Hollywood on a day-to-day basis when you are boots on the ground, working at the studios, and hopefully we can address the dynamic of how one goes from being completely enamored with Tinseltown to waking up, having a Damascus moment, scales dropping from one's eyes, and beginning to realize that if you are not the head chef, you are certainly a competent saucier in the Luciferian kitchen. I would also be remiss if I didn't say a huge thank you to Vince Vannelli in absentia for the time that I've been offered on USA Prepares today. I want to thank all of the listeners for sharing their valuable time with us. And lastly, of course, the folks at GCN, they just do a phenomenal job.
Well, I think by the end of the show today, as I realized, whether we know it or not, we're partaking in the sacrifices of Hollywood as well.
Well, you know, John, we certainly are. And just by way of introduction, I'd like to just lay out some bullet points for the listeners so that they understand that if they are able to share the full 2 hours with us today, they really will be nourished with not only some behind-the-scenes anecdotal stuff, but, you know, we're going to talk about a lot of really relevant topics as we move toward this enormous political crossroads, and I would even venture to say spiritual crossroads in our nation's history, and folks, in the history of our entire representative republic. What I'm going to do, with your permission, John, I'll just start off with a little bit of, give the listeners familiarity with who I am, and then I'd like to just take a step back in time. Folks, I'm going to place you in a different time when Hollywood was still dusty orange orchards, and it really had not even yet received its name. In order to do that, we'll have to also touch on occultism. Now, I have a complete Hollywood occult show, and John, we can perhaps do that another time. I'm going to, for the USA Prepares listeners, paint in broader strokes today with the understanding that before we conclude our time together today, with your permission, John, refer to some of the Hagman shows where they can broaden their knowledge base, and that way we can cover quite a bit this morning without getting too intricately involved in any single particular topic. Folks, once we talk a little bit of occultism in Hollywood, I'm really going to need you to not only fasten your seatbelts, but put on your Ephesians 6, 12, and 13 armor for today, because we're going to talk about some pretty rough stuff. There is in Hollywood today, and has been really since the early days, the silent era, what we call demonic brokerage. And that is simply a euphemism for the selling of one's soul for fame. So we're going to cover that. We're going to talk about the conditioning of Hollywood. How did it start? What is TV in your life? Where do feature films play in? And how is this conditioning bringing about not only the surveillance state and the dissension upon this once great republic of the control grid that is slowly infiltrating into every aspect of our lives, but we're also going to extrapolate that and talk about the conditioning of our minds to accept total government overreach, to accept a literal celebration of death, of a death cult. My first complete Hollywood show on the Hagman and Hagman Report was back on June 25th of 2015. Folks, you can find it on YouTube. And in that show, John, I titled the show Hollywood is a Death Cult. And it was kind of funny because Doug Hagman and I, when we did our little debrief after the show, he thought I was going to go more into Hollywood occultism in that show. And I said, no, no, Doug, the meaning of the title was the entire Hollywood machine is a death cult. It celebrates death much the same way that Hildebeest Clinton celebrates death. The part of this show that is going to be difficult for me, and folks, it's going to be difficult for you as well, and I'll even throw out a disclaimer. This is not particularly for a younger audience when we move into the second or the subsequent points that I'd like to make. We're going to talk a little bit about the abortion lie in Hollywood, how that serves the overall death cult agenda. And then we're going to talk about the most difficult subject for me. And, John, you may recall this from my speech at Hear the Watchman in Dallas back in March of this year. That speech, folks, was called All Roads Lead to Babylon, which is also the title of my work in progress. But it is a difficult topic to cover, but we cannot turn in a two-hour show without taking a look at what are called baby breeders. In ancient Israel, the Canaanites sacrificed their children to the pagan little g god of Moloch. And I'm sorry to tell the listeners of USA Prepares this morning that that practice is still very much in effect in Hollywood today, as well as in other upper echelons of power, international banking, the cartels, the communist cartels that run Washington, D.C., etc. So, John, that's my outlay for today. And with your permission, sir, we'll jump right in.
Go for it.
Well, let's do it. So let me just take a moment to bring the USA Prepares audience up to speed on who I am. My name is John Roberson. That in and of itself, folks, is a major transition for me from where I was a couple of years ago when I first started doing these frontline internet radio platforms. And by frontline, folks, I just want to congratulate and tip my hat to each and every one of you for checking in with USA Prepares, because this is the front line. You are not in the rear with the gear. These shows, be it USA Prepares, the Hagman and Hagman Report, the Common Sense Show, Caravan to Midnight, True News, this is where the battle gets bloody. You are at the tip of the spear. When I started, John, I did not use my full name, and I'll tell you a quick story as to why. It was a couple of years ago, and I was working at the time for MTV, which is kind of a bottom-feeding job. You're ultimately under the ABC banner in Hollywood. There are only six major corporations that run the entirety of Hollywood. Disney, General Electric, News Corp, Viacom, Time Warner, Sony. The list is pretty short. So at the time, I was working deep beneath the ABC tree for MTV, and I got a call from Joe Hagman, co-host of the Hagman and Hagman Report. And he said to me, "John, you know, I was speaking to my dad," that would be Doug Hagman, "and he thought it might be fun if you came on as a guest and talked a little bit about Hollywood." Well, my heart rate went up a little bit. I had been acquainted with the Hagmans at that point for, I guess, about a year and a half. We had met at the Whitestone Remnant Conference in Bozeman, Montana, back in the late spring of 2014. That was Michael Bennett and Steve Quayle promoted that conference. It was a huge blessing, but that's a different story for another time. Joe says to me, "Do you want to be a guest and come on and talk about Hollywood?" Now, immediately, John, I was in a conundrum, because he said the magic word, guest, but he also wants me to talk about Hollywood, and I'm standing in the parking lot at MTV. So I told him no. And he said, "Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you think about it? We respect your, you know, your need for privacy, and we know this is your livelihood, but we'll leave the door open, and, you know, if you want to come on sometime." And it only took that long. My mind gears were spinning. I had smoke coming out of my ears. I said, "You know what, Joe? I'll do it."
That's John Reagan with John Roberson. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is John Reagan sitting at the controls today, and not our guest today, John Robinson. Please continue.
Well, John, thank you so much. And again, I just want to thank all the USA Prepares listeners for spending their time with us here this morning. And I hope that at the conclusion of our visit, they will have been nourished and perhaps a little better educated about exactly what Hollywood is doing, not just to the people hearing this show, but folks, to your sons and daughters and granddaughters and grandsons and the people you're going to spend Thanksgiving and Christmas with. So let's jump right back in. I was about to explain a little bit about who I am and how I got into the industry, and then also how I got into the frontline media as a regular guest on a number of shows, the Hagman and Hagman Report, Weekend Vigilante, Josh Tawley, et cetera. I've also done a couple of Caravan to Midnights about the Hollywood topic, John B. Wells' program. Anyway, where we left off, I was on the phone with Joe Hagman. He offered me the magic word, guest, and I had always kind of quietly wanted to be a guest on the Hagman and Hagman Report, and it's ironic because I've been working in Hollywood for the major studios for many, many years, and never really had the desire to be a guest on radio until I found the Hagman and Hagman Report. They were talking about true issues. They were talking about what happens when you peek behind the curtain and you see the actual true machinations of what runs our planet today. The nefarious pursuit of the globalists, the elitists, the New World Order, the one world government, backed by the fiat phony money and using all of the technology available to control us, and I would even submit, John, to rob some of our personal liberty, without which we cannot make the most important decision in our life, and that decision, in my opinion, is to submit to and follow the Lord Jesus Christ, without whom we're doomed. Back to my story. So Joe was about to get off the phone. Okay, so, you know, anytime you feel like you might want to do it, you know, think about it, and, you know, we're fine with your decision. I said, Joe, you know what? Let's do it. I'll do it. Fine. When do we go? He said, well, 5 o'clock, it was East Coast time, so 8 o'clock today. I looked at my watch. Okay, that gives me 2 hours to get ready to do my first guest appearance ever on live internet radio. Long story short, I went on with the Hagmans. We had a fine time. They're great guys. Folks, if you're not familiar with the show, Hagman and Hagman.com, two N's on Hagman. But anyway, that afternoon, and I did the show from my cell phone in my car in the MTV parking lot, we talked primarily, John, about the Luciferian agenda in Disney kids shows. Because, of course, as the famous Prussian military theorist von Clausewitz said, the children are, in fact, the seed corn of our future generations, and I thought that would be a good place to start. One thing led to another, and within 6 months' time, I was doing most of the prominent frontline media platforms, primarily talking about Hollywood. Why did they give me that type of time and latitude on the mic? Well, I've spent 16 years in Hollywood, folks. I got started in the set decoration department, colloquially known as set deck, and ultimately worked my way up to art director, production designer, and ultimately did obtain a couple of producer credits on some lower budget things. But I did work for a number of the big names, as you noted in that very generous introduction, John. And just to give folks an idea of the level I worked at in Hollywood, a couple of quick credits for the major feature film studios. I did the first Pirates of the Caribbean. I worked on National Treasure. I worked for Spielberg on Catch Me If You Can. I worked on the second Miss Congeniality 2 with Sandra Bullock. What are some others? Cradle to the Grave with DMX, Jet Li, and Tom Arnold. That was a Joel Silver picture. And as far as working with J.J. Abrams, that segues over into network television. I did the entire run, all 5 seasons of Alias, starring Jennifer Garner and Bradley Cooper. We shot that at Disney from 2001 through 2005. And really, I'm not going to go through the litany of my network television credits, but I'll just throw out a few. I've worked on CSI, the original Las Vegas, CSI Cyber, Brothers and Sisters, Alias, The Agency, some good stuff.
It's John Reagan with John Robertson. We'll be back after this commercial break.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you ever wondered what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
This is John Reagan with John Robertson today, and I just want to remind the class that because we're trying to get so much fit in today, we're not taking phone calls. John, please continue.
Well, John, thank you so much. And school is definitely in. And, you know, one of the great things about being part of the frontline alternative media is that we are all in school, folks. And I just want to encourage all of the listeners as they move through these really tumultuous times to remain faithful, to remain of good courage, and to use the information that I am divulging today to make wise decisions. I'm not saying don't take your family to the movies. Everybody loves to sit in the dark room, grab the popcorn, and check out for a couple hours. I'm just suggesting discernment and to choose proper films, proper television shows, and to fight against the conditioning that is television, and we'll get into that probably in the next segment, that we willingly bring into our homes, willingly, be it knowingly, perhaps unwittingly. Anyway, where we left off, I was just giving folks some background on my bio. I'd like to move forward from that now. Let's talk about how Hollywood got its name. Now, in order to do this, I want folks to, if you're driving, keep your eyes open, but if not, close your eyes, allow your mind to drift back. What we're going to do is called in technical screenwriting a smash cut flashback. I'm going to take you from the early 20th century Lower East Side of New York City back to the 10th century United Kingdom, or what would become the United Kingdom, and we're going to move back and forth fairly quickly. And then from there, we will move into we're just going to touch on occultism and how it has got such deep roots in Hollywood, really from day one. So, John, here's what happened. As most of your listeners know, there are always two stories. There's the surface story and there's the real story. And the Spinmeisters are paid enormous sums of money, as demonstrated in the hugely popular TV show Mad Men, to formulate the surface story, the believable story, the Lassie Comes Home story, the Love Wins in the End story, the story that's essentially designed to get you to buy whatever they're selling. The true story is generally stranger than fiction, more interesting, and sometimes, folks, frankly, a little hard to swallow. Here's how Hollywood got its name. They would lead us to believe that Hollywood is a short derivative of Hollywood Land, a real estate development that began a survey in the late 20s and ultimately put a bunch of homes up in the Hollywood Hills through the early 40s, pre-World War II Hollywood. That is only a very small sliver of the story. This is how Hollywood's name. First, we've got to start at the crossroads of modern tech we know today. Folks, let's go back to New York City in the late 19th and early 20th century. I'm talking 1905, 1910. This is the age of enormous innovation in this country. Electricity, the work of Edison, of Kodak, of Marconi, and certainly Nikola Tesla, but it's also the end of the age of steam. So whereas there's electric lights popping up all over major cities on the East Coast, you still hear the clip-clop of horses' hooves in your day-to-day life. So of course, John, as we know and as your listeners know, great stories come from those intersections, those collisions of history, culture, and innovation, and that's where the story of Hollywood begins. Back in 1905, 1910, as very short motion pictures began to enter the market, primarily through the Edison Company out of New Jersey, just over the river from New York City, there were a group of young, tough, Lower East Side Jewish kids who typically grew up fatherless. Unfortunately, industrial accidents and a man's lifespan were relatively short and brutal back then. So many of these kids were raised by their either mothers or their grandmothers, who by Jewish tradition are often Kabbalists. They understand Jewish mysticism. They understand numerology. They understand, quote-unquote, Bible code. That's a different show for another time. And they taught, as part of Jewish tradition, particularly at that time, these young, tough kids Jewish mysticism. Well, these kids knew what hunger was like. They knew what a fatherless life was like. They knew what it was like literally live in a survival of the fittest environment on the streets of the Lower East Side, New York City, 1905, 1910. As these films, short little 6 to 10 minute silent pictures produced by the Edison Company over in New Jersey, as they became available, some of these entrepreneurial Lower East Side Jewish kids began to capitalize on showing these films in what they called Nickelodeons. Now, let's do a quick word study on Nickelodeon. Nickelodeons, folks, were storefronts. They were haberdasheries, they were bakeries, they were greengrocers that had gone out of business. These young entrepreneurs would rent the storefront, hang a sheet on the wall, and show these very early motion pictures. People were absolutely captivated by the concept of three-dimensional representation on a two-dimensional plane, you've got to realize, folks, this has never been seen before. Akin to the holographic, fully three-dimensional imagery that we see today come out of mainstream media. However, it was even more profound because we have 100 years of cinematic awareness and knowledge to base our opinion of holographic imagery on. Back then, they had never seen this before. So they formed these Nickelodeons, and let's take a quick look at where the name Nickelodeon comes from. The nickel is easy to figure out. It costs a nickel to get in. But Odeon is what makes it interesting, John, and USA Prepares listeners. Odeon is the little g god of Greek theater, Odeon, who presides over theater and also is recognized as the roof, the false ceiling, the spiritual ceiling, if you will, over the theater. So even going back to the time of ancient Greece, where we first identified drama and comedy and what are really the epicenters of any script that's produced in Hollywood today, even then it was steeped in pagan occultism. Nickel, 5 cents. Odeon, the little g god of the Greek theater, Nickelodeons. Okay, so what happened? These Lower East Side little toughs began showing these films. People were mesmerized. They would pay their nickel, go in, watch the cowboys chase down the train in sepia tone, three-dimension, popping off a two-dimensional plane. They would exit the Nickelodeon, John, dig in their pocket, take out another nickel, go right back in and watch it again. These were young entrepreneurs running the show in these Nickelodeons. They would go in sometimes just a month or two from owning one to 8, to 12, to 16, to 30, all across New York City. Then they ran into a problem. The same entrepreneurial spirit that antagonized them into opening these Nickelodeons made them realize that they were paying an enormous amount of their profit to the Edison Company for these short films. And it occurred to them we could make our own short films and keep all the profit for a relatively minimal outlay, for relatively minimal overhead. The problem, John, was this. New York City at that time was completely monopolized. It was sewed up so tight you could barely breathe. You couldn't obtain a projector or a camera without doing business with the Edison Company. You couldn't obtain a foot of celluloid nitrate film without doing business with Eastman Kodak. Marconi had patents all wrapped up for the innovation of wireless sound, without which we wouldn't have motion picture today, of course. And Tesla is sort of the interesting shadow character in all this, because without many of Nikola Tesla's inventions with electricity and electrical current in general, even to this day, a modern film set would not run. Interesting note on Tesla. He admitted in writing that he would lie down in the afternoon and he would be visited by an angel of light as he lay back on the divan at 2 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And this angel of light, John, would instruct him how to build these innovations in electricity. And it's interesting when you consider Tesla, because 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 and 14 says, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for himself transforms himself into an angel of light." To reiterate, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. So again, even the early inventors of the equipment that we would use to make film were dealing with the devil. Back to how Hollywood got its name. 10th century, what would become the United Kingdom? Places like Stonehenge, they are intersections of where the Earth's electromagnetic currents meet. They're called ley lines. Again, too big a topic, different show another time. In the 10th century, the most popular pagan religion was that of the Druidic cults. They were worshippers of the Earth, of Mother Gaia. And they would come together for their rituals and rites at places like Stonehenge, at these electrically charged intersections of the Earth's magnetic field, again called ley lines. And they would perform their incantations for a images. It was all earth worship, but what it really was witchcraft, pure and simple. And in order to bring pronunciation, in order to bring punctuation to the spell that they would cast, these 10th century druids, they would wave their wand. And when I say wand, I don't want listeners to get caught up in the modern depiction of wands being Harry Potter or a Halloween costume or something like that. Back then, wands were essential to casting the spell. Once the wand was waved, the incantation would become manifest. Now, part of that worship of Mother Gaia, John, was a relation to the calendar vis-a-vis the winter solstice and the summer equinox. The winter solstice is December 21st. It is the longest, coldest, darkest day of the year, particularly in the latitudes of England, Wales, Ireland, etc. We're talking dark, foggy, skeletal trees, no life, but one tree. And that tree is called the Toyin tree. The Toyin tree pick up on the other side. But folks, get ready for something that's going to blow your mind.
It's John Reagan with John Robertson. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
It's Sean Reagan saying for Vincent today. Guest is Sean Robertson. Please continue.
Well, John, thank you so much. And I just want to take a quick moment to give folks some resources with your permission.
Go ahead.
Well, thank you, sir. First of all, again, in absentia, I am to tell Vincent that both Doug and Joe Hagman send their warm regards. So hopefully he'll hear this, and they love Vince. So also, I wanted to direct folks to, because I don't have unlimited time with the USA Prepares listeners this morning, if you're interested in further detail on what I'm talking about this morning, there are three places that listeners can go, and two of them are free, and the other one just costs a couple bucks. First of all, go to YouTube, type in Hagman, H-A-G-M-A-N-N, June 25th, 2015. That's the show called Hollywood is a Satanic Death Cult. And you can also type in Hagman on YouTube, folks, October 9th, 2015. That show talks about the golden era, some of the criminality therein. We really take and flip the Hollywood Walk of Fame and take a look at the underside of it. And then I concluded that show with explaining how I got blacklisted from the General Electric tree of Universal, NBC, and Comcast. I won't go into that too much this morning. And lastly, I work with a great creative team. We have a website called On the Objective. Folks, that's ontheobjective.org. And we'll be launching a show after the first of the year by the same name. But what benefits the USA Prepares listeners this morning, John, if you go to ontheobjective.org, my creative team and I post articles almost daily. I have a number of great Hollywood articles up. I work with a gentleman down in Texas who goes by the radio moniker Sergeant Tim. He is a Russian linguist, former international weapons inspector. He writes articles on geopolitics. We've got our former Morgan Stanley brokerage go-to, economic correspondent Stephen Minking out of New York City. And finally, the man that holds it all together, Dr. Mike Spaulding, who's also Pastor Mike Spaulding, and he pastors a Calvary Chapel in Ohio. and he is our spiritual advisor and pastor to the show, and he just writes some great articles about everything from contemporary Christian music to apologetics. So, folks, if you want to explore a little further our digital footprint, that's ontheobjective.org. Housekeeping aside, let's finish up with Hollywood got its name. Again, we're in 10th century, what would become the United Kingdom. The Druids are doing their incantations. They're doing what Russ Dizdar calls dirtying the air. Okay, they're bringing about these manifestations of these beautiful orbs of light. Going back to the scripture I read prior to the break, Satan can disguise himself. He's the ultimate counterfeiter. He's the ultimate thief in the night. He is the lion, traipsing about, roaring and looking for whom he may devour. Again, they worshipped Mother Gaia, and the entire doctrine of their pagan rituals back then were all about crop rotation and fertility, both fertility of the land and fertility of the women of the various tribes. But remember, it had not been too long prior to this, listeners, that the Roman Empire had deep influence in this area of the world, all the way up in the upper latitudes of England. And along with that Roman influence, of course, came the Jewish study of Kabbalah and mysticism, numerology, etc. What happened was the Druids placed great importance on a particular tree because, John, it was the only tree that stayed green during that dismal, dark December 21st, the longest day of the year. And that tree in England is called the Toyon, T-O-Y-O-N, Toyon tree. They recognized that as the punctuation mark, if you will, to the longest day of the year that then capitulates over into the days beginning to lengthen with the sun and shorten the winter atmosphere and begin spring, which of course is when the earth renews and becomes fertile. Folks, I'm going to tell you exactly how this ties in to what would become the ultimate spell cast over humanity up to this very day when we get back from the break.
And keep those seatbelts fastened. This is John Ray with John Robertson. We'll be back after the top of the hour news break.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.